to the end of the session. Okay, we're continuing in pursuit of the Eishes Chayil. We're in the Sefer Tiv HaShabbos. And we're on page Shin Chaf Aleph, left side of the page. Starting with the letter Mem. As a matter of fact, I don't know if we did the last part right, the other Shin Chaf. Mm-hmm. I don't recall.
I think so we did.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so we're continuing. We're on the letter Nun now. I'm sorry, letter Nun, second line. Mm-hmm. Noda Bashorim Balo. Her husband is distinctive in the councils. And she's well known in the where everybody's engaged in important things. B'shifto imzikno aretz, when he sits amongst the elders of the land. What does that mean? Looking at the commentary below. Bir b'zara kodesh. Zara kodesh explains what is noda b'shorim bala means. Hashem yisparach noda la'odam kifi shari libo. Hashem is known to a person based on the gates of his heart. So noda b'shorim bala means hainu l'fi hachanaso v'ishtoikukuso shel odam, based on the preparation and the effort and the yearning of the person, ken yiska lehiskalus sharei chachma, to that degree he will merit to have the gates of wisdom revealed to him. So that's be noda b'shorim bala. That if you want to, the person who wants to be known, as it were, in Hashem's gates, that means he's got a lot of wisdom. So how do you do that? For eitz lezakus l'kachu, what's the advice to merit that? That's the next part of the pasuk. B'shifto im siknei aretz. B'shifto, simple pshat is you're sitting with the elders. But they're connected to Shabbos. The b'shifto has the same letters as Efshir Afrikos of b'shabbato. B'shabbato, on his Shabbos. Ramas Kaideshi Elch, B'shabbos, Eitz HaChom HaSekenim. When do you have time to go to the elders and to the wise men on Shabbos? Lumehem Eitzos HaDrachim HaShem, to learn advice and pathways and service of Hashem. To that degree that you study by the elders, B'chach Yiskav, Yiskal Yiskav L'Hashem Yisbrach. To that degree you'll merit to get close to Hashem. So Noda B'Asher Balam, he knows all about, or Hashem is known to him, and he knows about Hashem and all the gates of wisdom. How? By him studying by the elders, and they teach him how to do that, and especially on Shabbos you have time to do that. Next line, Sodin Osas of Atimkor, she makes a cloak and sells it, V'chagor Nosin L'Knani, and a belt she gives to the Knani, here means the peddler. Commentary on the lower right hand side says, Lesh Levayer can explain, Sadin Osasavatim Kor, what does that mean? She makes the cloak. You can explain, Kasher Ha'odam Machadesh Chidush Torah, when a person creates novel insights into Torah. So that is like the cloak that you're making. Lo Yachse Tolah, so don't keep it to yourself. Ela Tekav Yim Karen Lacherim, as it were, immediately sell it to others. Not sell it, but you know, tell it over. And then v'chagor nasa l'knani, and the belt she gives to the peddler, v'yinag k'minik ha'serchim, and you should act like a peddler. Sh'naisim v'naisim b'schairosam l'cherim tamid. What does a peddler do? He's constantly engaged in business, selling his wares. So you're trying to, as it were, sell your pshat. In other words, when you're selling something, you're haggling over the price. Right? It's very rare. Guy says, how much you want for it? $10.
Sure.
I'll give you one. And now we haggle it out till we come to the agreeable price. So you could come up with a novel insight in Torah. So tell it over to somebody. Try to sell it. See if he'll buy it. And he'll say, oh, I disagree. I don't think that makes sense because of this and that. And then you fight it over. And then you maybe come to a clearer understanding. You modify what you thought. And between the two of you, you come up with a clearer, maybe better concept as well. So again, you have to treat your Torah like business. What were your profits this week? How much profit did you make in the Torah business? How many pages did you acquire of Chumash and Gemara, etc., etc., and then trying to sell it to others and share it with others? Next line. Oz Vahador Levusha. Strength and majesty is what she wears. Vatishak Liyem Acharon. And she joyfully awaits till the last day. Meaning, Yesh Levar Derech Remez. You can explain it through a hint of Remez. Oz Vahador Levusha. Kesheisha Levusha Bebigde Hadar. If a woman is dressed up in really beautiful clothes, why? Kidei lehisnas b'hem, to take pleasure in them, and that people should ve'eino holechas b'tznias, and she's not going the modest way. Rachmona l'tzlan, God forbid. Kiyol ibnos yisrael kasheris, which is more fitting to be dressed modestly as kosher Jewish women. If that's what happens, if you're glorifying your clothing, b'sof your kind but won't come out the end. Vatisrak liyom acharon. But so for the end, all her actions will be like a joke. What does that mean? All the mitzvahs that she does isn't worthwhile. If you don't go with sneas, it's not going to matter. Because as we said this week, the women's strength is the inner focus. That's her strength, to be able to see beneath the surface and to really be impressed by the will of Hashem. So you have to look beneath the surface.
Doesn't it seem like she's laughing until the end of her dance?
Okay, so like he said, it was Bederech Remez. This is a hint. It's not the Pashup shot. It's the hint. He'll tell you another shot afterwards. So he's saying that how does a woman keep her sharp focus? That by not focusing on the externals, the lack of tznius, it's not just how you dress, it's how you act, it's where you want people to notice you. So that is an external reality that will blunt her talent in the develop of the inner bina, and therefore what happens is the whole house will fall apart. You could be an Orthodox Jewish woman, but you don't have tznius, you're going to lose it all. You're going to lose it all. So that's what he's saying. That's one shot. Another way, when a person cloaks himself with mitzvahs and good deeds, then Yikuyimbo will be fulfilled. He can be joyful even on the last day of his life. Can you do as we know? Next page. Limud Torah hu mazon haruchani lefesh. Learning Torah is the spiritual sustenance for the soul. The kiyum mitzvos ein bechinas levushin l'shama, and fulfillment of the mitzvahs is the aspect of garments for the soul. So if a person cloaks himself in Torah, he'll be happy till the last day of his life. On many levels, he'll be happy the last day of his life. Person is busy doing mitzvahs and learning Torah, and that's part of his life. So he always is connected to Hashem and always says what to do till the last day of his life. You know, a lot of people, they get older, they retire, they don't have much to do. So what are they doing? They're waiting to die. That's all it is. They're just waiting to die. So some people distract themselves while they're waiting to die. Go on vacations, movies, sports, it's a distraction till they die, because there's a certain point where people really are useless. You know, you see on the advertisement, you hear on the advertisements on the radio, these people trying to sell you different types of ways of being able to afford your end of your life. They said, you know, when you started these RSPs 40, 50 years ago, they didn't plan on people living so long. Right, when the United States started Social Security, they said it would be 65, because they figured the average person died at about 65. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you wouldn't have to pay very much, and you'd be collecting in advance, so it would work out. right? People putting away money in RSP. Okay, you retire at 65. Okay, then they figure you'll die at 80. People are messing it all up. They're living way too long. Way too long. And they say, how are you going to be able to live? You're going to have to sell your house, this and that. You can't. So, I don't know, for some reason, many people didn't think they should keep working. Or whatever. But the point is, there's many people just waiting around to die. And because we, you know, running around from doctor to doctor. And then what are they doing when they're not running around to doctors? Just wasting their time. So the point is, the person is enclosed in mitzvahs and Torah. You've got a full schedule. You got a full schedule. In Baruch Hashem, you don't have to work. So all those excuses, you know, they could spend a lot of time. There's a lot of Torah out there. You can be busy all day long, and you won't even come close to finishing. So then that person is very happy. He feels very contented. He feels he has what to do. And that's how he laughs to the last day. So that's another, and therefore, you know, Shabbos is the day that at least Shabbos for the working man, Shabbos is going to be his retirement. You want to know what your retirement is going to be like at Shabbos? So if the whole Shabbos you sleep, so you're going to retire sleeping. But guess what? You can only sleep so much. So you do other things to sleep while you're awake. You could be sleepwalking. But if on Shabbos you say, whoa, now's my time to really study Torah. Because I really wish I could be learning more Torah, but I'm busy working the whole time. So then you're looking forward. When you retire, wow, now I can, you know, like Sam Friedlander, now he's retiring, so he's not bored. He's studying Torah all day long. So he, you know, he'll live long and well until the day he dies. He should be at 120. He'll be very happy. So you feel great tzaddikim. They're studying Torah until the day they die. So that's a great benefit to this connection to Torah. Okay. Continuing the next one. We turn the page, right? And now on the left side, here's a lot of this one. Piha pascha v'chachma. She opens up her mouth with wisdom. V'toras chesed al lishona. Literally, and a Torah of chesed is on her tongue. We could mean like lessons of, again, lessons of kindness are on her tongue. So what does that mean? So he gives a million commentaries here. Let's look at a few of them. On the right-hand side of Shin Chaf Beis. Yesh Lavar, we can explain, Pia Pascha V'chachma, Ein La'adam Liftach Es Piv, Ela B'chachma Sator. A person should open up his mouth only with the wisdom of Torah. V'yasak B'dvar Mechem. He shouldn't be engaged in other things. Al-Derech Shavzim B'Gomorrah, Gomorrah says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mayit Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, what is the Pasuk in Tehillim Mimun? It says, Ha'umnom Eilem Tzedek Tidabrun, Meisharim Tishpidu B'nei Adam. And the word elam is like elam, which is a mute person. Ma'um nasa shalom is that what should be a person's profession in this world? Yasi matzvah ki'ilam, make himself a mute person. Be quiet. Yachalaf, I might think be quiet even when it comes to learning Torah. No, Talmud Lomer, tzedek tadabrun. You should speak words of justice. So he plays the word ha'umnam, which is not the pashup shop. Umnam means that should be your umanus. Should be your profession is to be silent, but now when it comes to Torah, then you should speak a lot. That should be when you're talking. What should you be talking? You should be talking of, you know, Torah concepts, mitzvah concepts. That you should be talking about. Another explanation: Yesh Lavar, the Torah is Chesed al Lishona, Hamalamed Bilshona Torah Lachem. When a person teaches Torah to others with his tongue, then Torah Sahi Torah is Chesed. Then that Torah is a Torah of kindness. There's no greater kindness that a person can do in the world. Just like you have to do kindness to your friend materially. If he's poor, you give him money and food. So you have an obligation to bestow kindness for him spiritually. As our rabbis say, they learned on this pasuk. Torah lelamdo, when you're learning Torah to teach it, zui Torah shel chesed. That's the Torah of kindness. Shalolam, though, not to teach it. You learned her not to teach it. Zui Torah Shenish, the Torah not full of chesed. That's what Chofetz Chaim says. The greatest kindness you could do is to teach, is to bring a person close to Yiddishkeit. That's the greatest kindness you could do, because there's no one more impoverished than a person impoverished from Torah knowledge. That's the greatest poverty. We got a lot of poor Jews in the world. A lot of poor Jews. So we have to give them. Problem is, these poor Jews, they don't want to get a hand up. You know, it's almost the same thing. Like, you have certain people that are physically poor, they're too proud to take money. So you have secular Jews too proud that maybe they could learn something. So you have to find a way to outsmart them and to give them anyway. Just like a poor person who's too proud to take the money, somehow you find a way that money gets to them without them realizing that you gave it to them. So that's, you have to do the same thing regarding Torah. So that's Torah's Chesed al-Lashono. And again, Shabbos is a good opportunity to connect with those people and try to share that with them. Another idea, Yesh Levar Derech Remes. We can also look at a hint again. Pia Pasch v'Chachma. Kishonam Poseach es Piv b'Torah Hanikras Chachma. When a person opens up his mouth in Torah, which is called Chachma, Umalam Dalchem, you teach it to others. Yisku Lavo L'Derech Zeh. You merit to reach this level of the Torah's Chesed al-Lashona. Kol Dibura Yia Binyan Chesed. Then all your words will be in words of Chesed. How can I help others be people? And to do chesed with them. So if I'm already engaged in opening my mouth in Torah, then I'll try to figure out ways to help other people. Another explanation. When a person opens up his mouth for the wisdom of Torah and teaches it to others, you will reach, you'll merit the Torah's chesed al Hashoina. Torah's chesed yoloshono. The Torah of chesed will be on his tongue, meaning, hainu, tilo siyata d'shmaya, you'll get divine assistance. La sogas chachmas haTorah, to achieve wisdom of Torah. Okay, when you're teaching others, Hashem will teach you. Val derech shematzinu v'gemara, umi talmida yosem ekulam, as Rabbi Akiva said, I learned more from my students. So now he's saying a little different. Sometimes you learn more from your students, meaning the students ask you questions and sharpen you up to know better. Here he's saying a little bit different. From the fact that I taught my students, then God gave me yiftachu b'fanim shari avonas haTorah. God gave me deeper insights and understanding Torah. If you are going to share just same idea with money, aser to aser, double expression. You shall surely give a tenth. The Gemara says, "Aser bishvil shetis asher." You should give so you should become rich. When you give, God gives you. So it's the same thing when it comes to money. It comes to spirituality. You give more Torah to others, Hashem will give you, and you'll in either more time to study or your time you study will be more successful. You'll accomplish more. It goes both ways. So Pia Pascha B'Chachma, when your mouth is opened up with wisdom to share with others, then Torah's Chesed al-Lashona, then you're going to have a Torah of Chesed will be on your tongue. Then Hashem will do Chesed to you, and you'll receive a Chesed from Him as well. Okay, could skip the next couple paragraphs. There's similar ideas. So let's move on to the next page. Shinchav, give me the next line. Sophia Halichos Besa. She anticipates, literally, the pathways of her home. But it means she anticipates her husband's ways. Velechem Asul Sosecha. And she does not eat the bread of laziness. So what does that mean? Yesh Levar, we can explain. Sophia Halichos Besa. Ha'adam Tzarech Livchoin Eskol Halichos Besa. Person has to inspect all the movements in his house. Shia Kedash Shel Torah. It has to all fit according to the ways of Torah. In every way should be, in every aspect, it should conform to halacha. So if that's Sophia Halicha Ispesa, you're look, Sophia means to look. It could be anticipate, but you're anticipating what's going to happen in the house. You're checking out what's going on in the house to make sure it's done properly. And therefore, al yidekin, thereby, v'lechem atzlus osochel, you won't eat the bread of laziness. V'yochel lechem atzlus means, elokol machala yikidaskin, all your eating will be 100% kosher. Zos me'acher shedarko levar heitev is kol ha'alochas atlim echidkin, you're going to check out all the halachas of eating. So the bread of laziness means food that's not 100% kosher. For food to be kosher, you can't be lazy. You got to make extra effort. Got to check for bugs. Or whatever. You got to be scrupulous. Can't be lazy. So forget. So therefore, if you're checking all the ways of the house, then the food will be kosher. Or everything around food, such as Hilchos and Tilos Yadayim, the laws of washing hands, Tvar Minhagim Asuda, customary behavior during a meal according to Halacha, Hilchos Birchas and Mazon, benching, Birchas and Brachas on foods. Lots of details, lots of halacha there. So if you're checking out everything properly, then all the halachas will fit in properly as well. Another way of understanding Sofi Halachas Beisa, Kisharam Tzofa Mizbana Behalachas Helikaim. If a person looks into and reflects on halachas in order to keep them, he will fulfill V'lechem Asusos Techel. Yilame Torah B'Simcha U'Bezrizus. He will learn Torah with joy and alacrity. In other words, when a person really wants to know what the will of Hashem is, I really want to know what I'm supposed to do. Such as, okay, so let's say now you're learning Daf Yomi, you're learning the laws of Zimun. So you got to really know the law. If you really want to know how to do the laws of Zimun, you really want to know the bench properly, then you're going to really want to understand the learning that you're learning, and the learning will be with Simcha. Because Lechem is a code word, Roma is Leisikator. It's a code word for studying Torah. Right, because you know, without bread you don't live. Bread is the staff of life. Torah is the staff of your spiritual life. So therefore, if you really are checking Sofi Alichas Plus, you really want to know what the halachas are, then you're not going to eat bread in laziness. You're not going to learn Torah lazy. And the concept is Kivan Shadam Zeb Alichas. Since everything you do, you always want to conform to what the halacha is in actuality. In Kem Gam Limudavas, so you're learning will be the same way as Gemara used an expression La Suke Shmaitza Elibid Hilchasa. So you can end the topic coming out to what the exact tachal is. To know which way to go. Then you're going to learn with joy. Hevgas was the opposite of laziness. Some of these people start, they go to a class or they're opening up a Gemara and they're lazy. They say, what does it matter if I know the page? I don't know the page. It's an argument anyway. The Gemara doesn't resolve the issues. So I'll just go through the page quick. But the point is, no, you want, when you're starting the Gemara, you want to know what's going to be the bottom halacha. What's going to be the bottom line? So now you're going to really take the learning seriously. You're going to enjoy the learning that you're doing. Vod Yesh Levar, another explanation. Sofi Halachas Beisa. Ultimately, Spodin Lilmud as Halichos Hanagas Abayis. A person should learn the laws of how to conduct a house. If you do that, you fulfill V'lechem Asus Osachel. Yiskela Hiskadesh Piktushas Hayichud. You'll be holy in the areas of privacy. V'kol Hanagas Otia Kedaboy V'Susu V'Simcha. And all the conduct in the areas of privacy will be with joy. Hefachas is the opposite of laziness. Kidu alechem romes liktushas ayichud. Bread is a hint to the sanctity of seclusion. When Yosef said to the wife of Potiphar, "How can I do this terrible thing to you?" The Torah said that Potiphar let Yosef be in charge for everything except the bread he ate. And the rabbi said, "Except the bread he ate" means the relations with his wife. So wife is your bread, so to speak. And therefore, you don't want to have lazy bread. It has to be bread that's your intimacy should be proper and not with shortcuts and things like that. So you have to learn those halachas of halichos besa. This, you know, people write certain books on modesty in this. They call it halichos bas yisrael. It's the way you go, the way of the house. Besa is a remes to wife. Gemara says often people call their wives their home. So you understand, you anticipate the ways of living with your wife, then the result will be proper. One more interpretation. Yesh Levayer, Pia Pascha B'Chachma, Pateres Chashana. Kesher Adav Osechas, Pia Vesek Torah. When a person opens his mouth in engagement in Torah, V'chol Dibor Vesek Torah, and everything he speaks about is Torah, Zos Serach Shino, this is what he has to take to heart. That what? So he's connecting Pia Pascha B'Chachma, the Pasuk before, to Tzofi Alichos Baisa. He's connecting the two together. So when you are opening your mouth and learning Torah, you have to take to heart that also Tzofi Alichos Baisa. He's born to reflect. You have to figure out how you're going to fulfill every word. You have pia bas l'chachma. You're opening up your mouth l'chachma. But what's that? To what end? It's to the next line. To anticipate the ways of the house. Figure how you're going to keep it. Later, as hamaisa shiasa b'chai yom yom. To know what is the day-to-day mitzvah. So adekachem. Therefore, alecha matzos so sochel. You won't eat bread of a lazy person. Yoch alecha matzos. Given shieda ketzel ismag b'chol nyanei achila sharabim halchisel. You'll know exactly how to conduct yourself when it comes to eating, because there's many halachas. Vedic Gemara says, how can you be a chassid? Some say to learn the laws of brachas. The main learning is how to fulfill it. Again, so therefore, if you're opening up your mouth in wisdom and you really are studying properly, then when you're going to have to deal with the home life, it won't be lazy bread, meaning to say that it will be the meal will comport and conform to all the halachas that are there. So it's, you don't want to have a lazy meal. A lazy meal is, I'm not careful about this, I'm not careful about that. So therefore you're going to be able to fill it. You want to be able to fill it properly. A lot of times you don't know what bracha to make on the food. So it's a lazy attitude to the halachas that conform around that. Kvar kasav shulchan aruch, shulchan aruch harav, the Balatanya says, Kimashim et sinu shemitzvahs Talmud Torah shkula kenekla mitzvah. The fact that the Gemara says that the study of Torah is equal to all the mitzvahs. Why? Say kiven shaydei isek haTorah yavodei amaisim. Because by learning Torah, you're going to come to doing. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, she'ikra lemuda shalodim yehei, the main learning of verse should be, v'lilmon ameve l'dei maisa. It's learning that brings to actions. That's what it's all about. Okay, next page. Shin Chav Dalet. Kamu vaneha v'ya'ashrua. Her daughters get up and praise her. Bala and her husband as well. V'ya'halala. And he sings her praise as well. Different words. Ashrei and halel. They're both word meaning praise. Okay, let's see what he says. Yesh levar kamu vaneha v'ya'ashrua. When will children get up and praise the mother for everything she does? So bisman when? When the husband praises the wife and honors her appropriately. May he snag himself from his actions. That's how the kids are going to learn to honor the mother. But when the kids don't behave properly, when the father doesn't, the husband doesn't behave properly to the wife, you can tell very clearly the outgrowth. The children, Hashem should have mercy on us. Children learn exactly. They're very smart children. They're so smart. And parents don't realize how much they teach their kids when they don't think they're teaching them anything. So when a husband yells and screams at his wife, the kids know right away that mother is not to be respected. And you're teaching your kids not to respect your mother. Then later, when the kids don't respect the mother, and then they come to the next world, and they're going to get a good Gehenim for not respecting their mother, then they call the husband in Olam Haba and says, look what you taught your kids. You taught them to not respect their mother, now they're burning in hell. And for that, you can join them. That's what you get. People think, you know, I'm just fighting with my wife. No. It's the kids. The kids see it all. On the other hand, when you praise the wife, then the kids see, wow, Ima's somebody that should be praised. So they will praise her. They will honor her. Then after 120 years, you see your children will go to the next world. They will get a lot of good Olam Haba for treating their mother nicely. Then she says, take a look at their own mother. I want you to share in that too. So it goes both ways. Again, Friday, and that's what we're saying, Shabbos is the day where the husband has to really focus on treating his wife properly. And start off by, it's not, you know, being a good husband doesn't mean that you just don't do bad things. You know, being proactive. It's not your wife tells you to take the garbage, you take it out. It's your proactive, how can I make my wife happy, not how can I find ways to criticize her and make her miserable. Right? So if you proactive to make her happy, praise her, so Shabbos is a good time to praise. as we learned it before, there's not much to praise. There's always something to praise. She didn't set the table for Shabbos. She didn't cook for. She didn't do anything for Shabbos, but she dressed up nice for Shabbos. Oh, you look very pretty, dear. In honor of Shabbos, thank you so much. That's it. That's all. That's all. If you don't have anything good to say, then that's all you should say. It's got to be something good they could do, right? So, and then the kids will see that. Okay, Vod Yesh Levar can also explain. In a Kazam Machaber, the Machaber Shulchanach writes in Yeridea, Aviv Shavar Al Tivrei. If you see your father transgresses the law in the Torah, Lo Yomelo, don't speak so directly and say Avar Tal Tivrei. Oh, Dad, you're sinning. Lo Yomelo, you say it in a roundabout way. Abba, Ketuv Bater Kama. Oh, Abba, you know what I was learning in school today? I was learning this halacha. Or Keilu Shoma, or as if you're asking, Abba, isn't this halacha? Velokamaz here, not to warn him that he's doing something wrong. The father will come to understand himself. He will get embarrassed. So you have to indirectly do it. So how does that fit in over here? The children get up and praise her. If the children honor the parents in the way we just described, that they're not critical when they see they do something wrong, that will cause the husband will praise her. Through their activity, he'll see. L'takin his masa, to change his ways. L'chavin his ishtu karayit, and to honor his wife properly. He's reversing it. It's the second way of saying it. You have sometimes, it's very interesting. Now, the good way is the parent is the father, is the one. The husband is the one who praises the wife. The kids learn to praise the wife. What if the kids see that the father fights and yells and screams at the wife? So the children can teach the father. The children will praise the mother. The children will be very respectful to the mother. And the husband will look and say, what's going on? My kids are so respectful. And I yell and scream at her. So it goes two ways. The parents can teach the kids can teach the parents. And again, we always say the woman and the Torah are synonymous. So, you know, you want your kids to praise the Torah? You should praise the Torah. If you don't have good things to say about Torah, why should your kids have anything good to say about Torah? You keep saying, oh, it's so hard to learn. If you degrade Torah. But if you praise the Torah, you think it's the most amazing thing in the world, then the kids will think it's the most amazing thing in the world. And it happens the reverse as well. Sometimes you have children that are Balei Tshuva, and they bring their parents back. So again, Shabbos is a good time for us to praise our wives, praise our children, and that will make it a very successful and happy Shabbos. Okay, Shkayach.